It is Dan Morgan with Neil Atkinson and Sean Rogers to discuss Arne Slot's summer, probably a two-parter, depending on how much we get through. We'll start with the schedule, Neil. Return the week of the 7th of July, we're led to believe, for the squad for pre-season. I'm not sure if it will be staged return because there's been no major tournaments, but you never know. We're yet to see what he's going to do with that. He's seeing the benefits of an extended break from the last pre-season. And I think he's gone on record and said that was a bit of a gamble to do that. You know, it was a bit of a judgment call at the time to give some of the seniors a bit of extra time before they came back. But that clearly paid dividends last year. Fixtures-wise, we know it's Preston on the 13th of July, then the Asia Tour, season play, AC Milan in Hong Kong, 26th, and then Yokohama, Marinos in Japan on July 30th. And then there's this Bilbao doubleheader as well on the 4th of August. So just general thoughts really on how it's been structured, the similarities to last season, and whether you think there'll be anything in there to particularly look out for.
I think it'll be interesting to see who does come back first day. Like you, I think it should be the bulk of them, but we can't be sure. Has anyone looked into anyone else at this point?
Go on.
So Arsenal are a week later. Arsenal's official pre-season, the last reported that I can find, is that they're coming back on the 15th, literally.
Right.
I think that Liverpool internally may well have had quite a big conversation about this around the time that they win the league. We all know that players got additional time off if they requested it, you know, McAllister being an example of it. We know that players got to be rotated and rested, but we also got to know that people got to go and enjoy themselves with each other as a team and as a group, but also with family time as well. I think Liverpool, it's striking to me that Liverpool are coming back a week earlier than Arsenal. A full week is, I think it's really significant. And I reckon it's into, you have had a break. You had some break there at the start of May, but also I don't think you could do that without, for instance, having had the conversation there with Virgil van Dijk, with Mo Salah, with the leadership team as is. And it suggests to me that Liverpool are seeing this obviously as a summer with a lot of work to do, which is every pre-season is. So I think that's your first sort of marker. A week earlier than Arsenal, I think, is suggestive. But also that Liverpool feel as though they've been able to look after the players as well in the process and towards the end of the campaign. You know, again, look at Arsenal. The last game had nothing riding on it by the time they got there, but the second to last game didn't. And they weren't in a party mood. That wasn't possible for them. They weren't in that sort of space, whereas Liverpool were.